Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 53 and this is our first episode of the year. I'm super excited. Yo, Yani, I can't even take a two-week break. I was just on a two-week break and you guys are blowing up my DMs. Yani, what's up? Everyone was blowing my DMs on Instagram like, bro, give us an episode, bro. Talk a vacation, upload an episode. Kina Trun, shout out to Trun Manze. Trun is a big fan of this podcast. Alikuwa kila siku anitext, msichana amka, rudy to first year podcast. So shout out to Trun, shout out to each and every one of you who was blowing up my DMs. I'm back, I got you guys. So happy new year. Happy new year, and I hope your new year is going well for you. I hope you set your new resolutions, your goals, and your vision board is out there and you're working on them. So I'm super excited to be back. This being the first episode of the year, I want us to just talk about new year, new me. Yeah, this is a new girl, the girl you knew from last year, that Awiti. She's gone. This is new year, new glow, new money, new man. I didn't say that, but I hope you guys are well. And this being the first episode, we just want to get things right. The first episode, first, I want to talk to you guys about how I'm starting my year. Me, if you are a fan of this podcast, you know how me I start my years. I have themes for the year. If you watched my last episode, my theme for the year was favor. Like, I wanted favor in all aspects of my life. I want favor in this podcast, favor with the content that I create, favor with the people that I meet, favor in my friendships, favor in my work, favor with my listeners, favor with the speakers, favor with everything that I do, like in all aspects of my life, relationships and whatnot, everything. So the theme of my life this year is just favor. I want favor. And I had a Bible verse, the Bible verse that is gonna be carrying me throughout the year, the theme, the Bible. And I wanna read it to you guys. I have it here. You guys should have that. Manze, mwaka tuna. Kama si God ni nani. So, my Bible verse of the year. My Bible verse of the year is this very common verse. It's a very common verse, but it's always my best verse. My best Bible verse. It's Philippians 4:13. Which is, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Amen, sis. So, this is just my prayer. I think this is just my prayer to God, like, in everything that I want to do this year, everything that I do, like, everything that I lay my hands on, like, I just want God to surround it and just strengthen me. And just because I can do whatever, I want to do a lot of things, but I just want to be with God, like nianze tu na God, like ni God man, like equal to God. So that is my Bible verse of the year. To revisit at the end of the year. So I hope you guys are well. First things first, let's catch up, bro. Yesterday I was catching up with people on my Instagram. I was asking people, you guys, now that you're all up in my DMs asking me when the episode is gonna drop, so let's catch up. What are your thoughts? How is the new year taking you guys? What topics would you love me to talk about on this podcast? The guests would love to see, and people had a lot to talk about. So first things first, I want to tell you guys that I celebrated my birthday for the first time. You know, I don't really celebrate my birthdays. I've never celebrated my birthday. If my memory serves me right, I know I've never celebrated my birthday. So this year, I started the year, my birthday is on 5th January, and I started this year by celebrating my birthday. Shout out to my friends. They know themselves. Sarah, Fanny, you guys, they surprised me. So shout out to them, and they shout out to, they're such good friends. So I celebrated my birthday this year, and I was like, okay. Like, it was a shocker for me. Like, a lot of things came to my realization. Like, why have I never celebrated my birthday? To me, for the longest time, birthdays have never been a big deal for me. I don't know why. I don't know. But that is. So celebrating my birthday and whatnot, it gave me that heads up. Like, this year, sis, you're doing things you never thought you're gonna do. This is that year for me. I'm gonna be doing things I never even thought I'm gonna be doing. Like, that's what I'm gonna say. I'm just praying, like, God, I need you to strengthen me. So I celebrated my birthday and so far so good. This is today's date. I'm recording this on 16th January, and so far so good. I'll say the year has been good. Like, the year has been good, and nataka tu from here 22 up and up. And I was saying today, this year we're standing on business. That's what today's episode is about. We're standing on business. Pure business. We're getting that financial glow this year. We're getting our finances right this year. Like, atubadishi, atu fumble this year with our future. We are going for the bag. We're going for the bag. For real. So, I just had... Of course, I have my notebook from Spotify for podcasters. Get into it. So, standing on business... You guys have heard, of course, Ikitia, standing on business. People are saying standing on business. What does it mean, though? To me, I've interpreted it like getting your finances right, because this is... Come on, if January only started, of course, there are those people who are at gym. January gym in a janga, kuna watu wakwenda gym. They want to get their body goals. They want to drink more water. They have health goals and be on a diet and whatnot. Everyone always starts January with goals and whatnot. So me, I'm starting my year off with standing on business. I want to get my finances. I want to get my shit together just in full. So so let's talk about how to stand on business in 2024. Yeah. I have my a few things here. Like, this is that year where we are saying what you mean and meaning what you say. That's just it. I just want to, like, if I want to do something, like, even the other day I was talking to my cousins, they're asking me, like, how do you do it, bro, Miss Jamoka? Like, how do you do it? But me, I'm that person who I think I'm resilient. Me, I will go for what I want. Like, akuna msianeza ni stop. Ata ukwena, like, I'm that girl who will go for what I want, whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get whatever I want, to get to where I want to be. So I think I want to continue doing, I want to say what I mean and mean what I say. If I'm saying this, I want to drop 2 episodes of Unspoken each week, I'm going to do that. I'm going to mean what I say. I'm going to do what I want to do. So the first thing, you know, if you want to stand on business this year, there's something you want to do. Yo, say what you mean and mean what you say. That's the first step. The other thing is, I think you should stop feeling sorry for yourself. You should really stop feeling sorry for yourself. Acha kuji, like, wache kujurumia rumia sana. Kuna watu, when your times, like, when they have... Like, unapendanga kujihurumia. Like, unaona jihurumia ngatu. Wewe kila saa unakutoka mashida zako, you're always feeling sorry for yourself. You're always feeling sorry for yourself why things are not going the way you want them to go. Just feeling sorry. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Go out there. Put yourself out there. No one's coming to save you. That thing that's manga. No one's coming to save you. No one cares. Work harder. No one's coming to save you. No one cares. Just work harder. Stand on business. Another thing is... for me is understanding what I want and understanding that I deserve and expect more for myself. Expect more for yourself. I always talk about this every day on this podcast. Expect more for yourself. Like, usijibebe ndogo, jibebe huku. Like, be there, be that girl. Me nilisema this year, I want to be that girl. I want to go for whatever shit I want. I want to go for whatever I want. Expect more for yourself. Decide what you want and expect more for yourself. Go out there and expect more for yourself. Usikwe tu, like, you're always feeling sorry for yourself. You're always doing the bare minimum. Just decide what you want to do with your life and expect more for yourself. Another thing is, I want to take care of myself more. Standing on business. This year, I want to take care of myself more. Take care of yourself. Like, it starts with your body, your healthcare, everything. Your health, your body, what you eat, what you consume, how you live your life. It just starts there. Like, take care of yourself. So, sorry, if you don't take care of yourself, how long do you want to live? Ama, who's going to take care of you? So, for me, this year, I just want to take care of myself more. I'm putting myself first. If I want something, this the year, transema, baby girl, akitaka kitu, baby girl gets it. So that's take care of yourself, put in the work, put in the work, bro. Put akuna shortcut kwa maisha. Like put in the, if you understand on business this year, put in the work. Hey, put in the work. Like even me, a number of people, a number of creatives, people are always DMing me, like, how to start a podcast, how do I do this? Like, some people, when they, like, wakikwama mahali, they're always coming to me, like, I need help with this. So, I'm always out there, like, they're always asking me, like, how do you run this podcast? Like, how do you do this alone and whatnot? And I'm always like, I'm putting in the work. It's not easy. At times I feel like, even today I struggled. Yo, you know, I was supposed to come to sit at 8. I really struggled waking up because I'm not sleep. If you can see well, you can see that my eyes are swollen. I have eye bags. I haven't really slept. I was working the whole night, and then I was prepping for the episode. And then I was supposed to come to studio at 8. I just had to bathe and come here as soon as possible. So that is just like, you have to make sacrifices. If you understand in business this year, you have to make sacrifices. You have to make the hard decisions, you have to make tough decisions. So really, like, really have that in mind. Put in the work. Hakuna shortcut, like, there's no shortcut at all. Just put in the work and sacrifice. There are a lot of kwanza, if you're running a business or if there's something you're doing, like, there is no success that comes without sacrifice. So be ready to put in the work and sacrifice. And then, of course, get your finances right. That's, of course, the meaning of standing on business. Get your freaking finances right. This year, I want to get my finances right so bad. That is my main goal this year. I just want to get my finances right so, so bad. I want to save. I want to try and invest. And that, sorry, I have a cold, guys. There's some circles I'm trying to look at, and I want to join them. I think I'm going to do a financial series, something of just like 3 episodes, 4 episodes. I'm going to try and bring experts, and we're going to talk about finances, especially as Gen Z's, especially as young generation people working, like, just the young people, like, how to, like, financial literacy. That's like really a dope topic, because money can really, if you can't manage your money right, then it's gonna like really mess you up. So get your finances right. I'm really working on that this year. I want to get my finances right. I want to save. I want to invest more. So yeah, get your finances right, and then be real. If you understand on business this year be real with yourself. Be real with what you want. Usijidanganye. If you're lying to yourself, then akuna penye utaenda. Like, just be real. Wanasemanga even set realistic goals. Don't, like, for me, naweza sema, if, let's say, for an example, this was my first episode of this podcast. If this was just, I was just starting, and then I'm setting goals like, this year I want to make, I want to make, even, not even make, I want to, like, have 1 million listeners by the end of the year. I want to, like, make realistic goals. Be realistic with yourself. Look at where you at in life at that point and where you want to be. Make realistic goals. If you watched the last episode, I was talking to you guys about making goals. As much as you're going to make goals, your vision board, get goals for the entire year, break them down. The year has 4 quarters, yeah? That's what I always do. The year has 4 quarters. So I make goals for each quarter of the year. So the first quarter is January, February, March, April. Then the other one. Like, the year has 4 quarters. So break it down. Break down your goals to the four quarters of the year. And then break them down to each month. Like, this January, what do you want to do? I want to do this January, this project I want to work on. I want to start doing this in January. February, how far did you reach for your goals in January? How far are you with doing what you said you want to do in January? So catch up with that. Write a lot. Me, that's why I have a lot of notebooks. I'm always writing. You know how writing like really helps? Writing down your thoughts and journaling. You guys, get into it. Try journaling. Try writing down your thoughts. Try writing down your plans. It really makes sense. Another thing that you should do when you want to start in business is seek knowledge. seek knowledge. Listen to a lot of podcasts. Nowadays, I think I rarely watch movies. I don't even know why. I just watch movies maybe as a form of leisure, and which is like the last time I watched a movie was, I think, last year, November. I rarely watch movies nowadays, but I love movies. But I've never sat down to just watch a movie. Well, no. So I'm more into reading books now. I'm more into listening to a lot of podcasts. Yo, nowadays, everything, like, listen to podcasts, things that align with your goals. Read books that align with your goals. Follow people that align with your goals. Things that you wanna do, follow them. Even if it's on social media, like, just follow people who align with your goals. Read more books. Seek knowledge. Like, just seek knowledge with what you want to do. Yeah, and then take one day at a time. Of course, take one day at a time. That should be your. Another motto of yours: take it easy on yourself. Take one day at a time. Like, usikwe una pressure. Like, usijipe pressure. Take it easy on yourself. Take one day at a time. Today you did this. Appreciate yourself. Breathe. Shanara asimanga, pumua. If one day you've done this, pumua. Breathe. Take it easy on yourself. Let's wait the next day. If today didn't work out, tomorrow's gonna work out. If Take it easy on yourself. Take one day at a time. That's literally how me I live my life. I'll be like, okay, today was good. I don't care about tomorrow. Today I did what I wanted to do. Ama kesho itajipanga. Kesho God anajua, kesho Mungu anajua. You don't know. So take one day at a time. Take it easy on yourself, as in whatever you're doing. Another thing. I think that's it. Of course, praying and manifesting. praying and manifesting. I started off this episode with the verse that the verse that is the theme of my life this year, and what I prayed to God to achieve this year. So pray more, me. Like, I listen to this podcast, me, don't joke with matters God. I never joke. So put God first. Like, put God first in whatever you're doing. Seek him. It's really important. Be like God. So put God first, seek him in whatever you're doing. Pray like whatever you're doing, whatever you're chasing. You know, at times you're chasing things, you're doing things that maybe that is not the path that God wants you to go to. So pray for the knowledge, for the wisdom, to know where to be at the right place at the right time. For God to lead you to be at the right place at the right time, to do whatever you wanna do at the right place at the right time. Because, you know, timing wanna say manga, opportunity. Success happens when opportunity meets preparedness. So that timing, like being at the right place at the right time, can really change a lot of things in your life. So that's, I think, what I want to be doing this year, standing on business. I just want to be that girl, like going for whatever I want. So that's just about it on standing on business. Just it's a matter of just putting yourself out there, constantly putting yourself out there, manzi. Kujituma. Of course, in a conversation, mtu akwambia jitume mse, but that's just akuna shortcut. Even though it's not work, so jitume, put yourself out there. So that's just about it on standing on business. Like, I hope this is that year for you. I hope this is your best year yet. I hope this is the year that you go for those things that scare you. I hope this is the year that you do those things that you love. Hope this is the year that you go big. You blow up. Hope this is the year that you feel the most loved. Hope this is the year that you feel safer with yourself. You get to know yourself better. You feel comfortable being yourself. I hope this is the year for you. Hope this is the year that you achieve those goals that you've always written down. I hope this is that year for you. So, shout out to all the speakers out there. Shout out to all the speakers, man. You guys, I love you guys. By the way, if you're watching this and no one has told you today that they love you, I love you. Because you guys are always checking up on me, are always sending me, like, encouraging messages. Like, I love what you're doing, I love your work and everything. Like, oh, you guys. So if you send all your NGL messages, they're here. I can't read them all. Ziko hapa zote. Ziko mingi. I can't read them all, but I've seen all of them, and I'm gonna reply to all of them on my Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, if you're not interacting with me on our social media platforms, you guys, you need to subscribe to YouTube. If you have watched to this point, you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram at unspokenpodcastke at Awino Awiti on X, at Awino Awiti and at unspokenpodcastke on TikTok, all platforms. Follow and interact. Join our Telegram community at unspokenpodcastcommunity and interact with us. This year, I have a lot of things lined up for the speakers. You guys ain't ready. Support me. Follow, subscribe, share, and I keep it unspoken. Take care. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first and stand on business. Stand on business. And I'll see you on the next episode. Love you. Adios.